From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A defiant Donald Trump says there is zero chance he will quit the race for president, even though several high-profile Republicans are distancing themselves from the candidate. After the release of a video on Friday in which Trump made lewd comments about women, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others, including former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, have come out against Trump. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana, Trump's running mate, said he could not condone or defend the candidate's statements. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani met with Trump and his team at the Trump Tower Saturday. Afterwards, he said the candidate has no plans to drop out of the race.
And this is basically the insiders against the outsiders anyway. Donald Trump is the populist candidate. Most of the people that have turned on him are members of the establishment. So I would see this as, if you want change in Washington, you vote for Donald Trump. If you want to keep things the same, you vote for Hillary Clinton.
Trump has issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now. A weakened Hurricane Matthew neared the end of its week-long charge through the Caribbean and along the U.S. East Coast after killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. Late Saturday, the hurricane center was 85 kilometers off Cape Fear, North Carolina, moving slowly away from the coast. Sustained winds measured 120 kilometers per hour. Serious flooding was reported in many areas along a 950-kilometer stretch of the U.S. East Coast from Florida to North Carolina. This is VOA News.